I would now like to introduce today's moderator, Mike Myers, ICE CEO.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure to introduce our panelists for today's session. First, we have Thien Nguyen. In her role as Director of Information Strategy for the Integrated Healthcare Association, Thien heads the Data and Information Strategy for IHA's programs, products, and initiatives, including performance measurement and reporting, benchmarking, and industry alignment. She is an internal subject matter expert on industry regulations such as DMHC and DHCS. Thien also oversees the measurement strategy for IHA's four align, measure, perform programs, and more recently, she began leading the data standards workstream for the Encounter Data Governance Entity, an initiative to improve encounter data collection and reporting. Also joining us is Carol Wonke. Carol is Vice President of Post-Acute Patient Financial Services and Managed Care Operations for Sharp Healthcare. She joined Sharp Healthcare in 1991 and currently oversees receivable management for physician, skilled nursing, home health, hospice, and home infusion services, and claims operations for Sharp Healthcare and its affiliate medical groups that manage over 350,000 lives in San Diego. With that, I will turn it over to our panelists. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. It's so great to be here with you today to talk about the Integrated Healthcare Association's EDGE program. As Mike mentioned, my name is Thien Nguyen, Director of Information Strategy here at IHA. And leading the data standardization workstream for EDGE. Before we begin, I wanted to provide a brief overview of the Integrated Healthcare Association, or IHA for short. At IHA, our goal is to bring the healthcare community together to overcome barriers to high-value care. For over 25 years, we've championed a more integrated care system that improves quality and affordability for patients in California and beyond. We are a nonprofit funded by the healthcare industry to take on big systematic challenges that stand in everyone's way. And since 1994, IHA has collaborated with our cross-industry board of directors in pursuit of a healthcare system that works for all. Our program spans across two primary areas of work. First is our performance measurement arm, to standardize how payers, providers, and regulators measure and reward high-value care, leveraging a multi-payer claims database infrastructure to provide a complete picture of healthcare performance for our provider organizations and health plans. The other arm is our provider directory management, which aims to build a single source of provider data in California with our Symphony provider directory. For today's session, we'll be focusing on the EDGE program within the performance measurement arm at IHA. As we all know, complete, timely, and accurate encounter data are critical to, you know, from risk adjusting provider payments to accounting for healthcare differences in patient populations in a managed care delivery system. Challenges in the collection and exchange of encounter data hinders the ability of California health plans and provider organizations to operate efficiently, transparently, and successfully under the capitated delegated health maintenance organization model. Demonstrating strong quality relative to other products, this model, where health plans capitate provider organizations such as medical groups or IPA, and delegate utilization management and other care management responsibilities to them, rely on encounter data as a substitute for fee-for-service claims data. Encounter data provides information about enrollee utilization, cost, and illness burden, and are essential for setting and adjusting payment rates to reflect population health risk, measuring quality of care, and tracking enrollee cost-sharing obligations. IHA has had a long history in this area of work. Since 2007, IHA, through our Align, Measure, Perform, or AMP for short, program, has collected and reported a standard measure of encounter rates per member per year to provider organizations and health plans. Over the last several years, encounter data quality has resurfaced as key priority given its expanded use in California's Medi-Cal program, performance measurement in managed care, and risk adjustment for health plan payments, as well as by other financial uses. As a result, encounter data has become a priority for IHA committees and our board of directors, flagged by both health plans and participants for something that IHA should work on and improve in the industry. In 2015, IHA convened stakeholders from across the industry and product lines with the goal of establishing industry-wide standards for encounter data submission processes between provider organizations and health plans. The work focused on three main components deemed by participating plans and providers that we interviewed as the most critical for standardization. First, it's the standardization of the outbound 837 form from provider organizations to plans. Second is the standardization of the edit and rejection reports from plans and clearinghouses back to provider organizations. And third, the standardization of volume and quality threshold reporting. Of note, these standardization efforts were designed to apply to multiple product lines, inclusive of Medi-Cal, Medicare Advantage, and commercial. With the funding from Aetna in 2019, IHA further developed additional encounter data quality metrics to include timeliness and completeness measures, leveraging DHCS's QMED measurements. Beginning in measurement year 2019, IHA collected and a suite of encounter data quality measures to include volume, timeliness, and completeness across commercial HMO, commercial ACO, Medicare Advantage, and Medi-Cal Managed Care for our participating POs and plans. Recently, in 2020, we were humbled enough to be selected by HealthNet and had the opportunity to put our experience to use as the encounter data governing entity, also known as EDGE. As a governing entity, IHA would oversee, monitor, and implement encounter data improvement efforts across California through this EDGE program, which is the centerpiece of HealthNet's encounter data improvement program as part of the DMHC undertaking and HealthNet and Santene merger. EDGE would build on IHA's previous encounter data work, infrastructure, and our cross-industry capability and partnership. It would include establishing a statewide governance body to develop and organize policies, standards, and processes, develop standardized systems and coding for data submission, and develop encounter data training, technology support, and technical assistance programs for provider and staff. And we certainly cannot do this alone. IHA has partnered with several key organizations to support delivery of EDGE objectives. HICE being one of them, is our partner organization under the Data Standardization Workstream. HICE's work to date is tightly aligned with HealthNet's Encounter Data Summit recommendations, specifically in areas such as local and duplicate codes. IHA also intends to partner closely with the Department of Healthcare Services to work towards addressing identified persistent and substantial encounter data issues. We intend to leverage existing infrastructure and utilize the Transformed Medicaid Statistical Information System, also known as TMSIS, as a source to identify these issues within the Medi-Cal community and assess potential parallel challenges for provider groups also serving the commercial and MA enrollees. IHA is also partnering with the California Medical Association and California Primary Care Association under the Technical and Training Assistance Workstream. CMA's physician service arm supports independent physicians by providing training and tools to reduce administrative burden. Their practice transformation team works directly with physicians, health centers, and health systems and payers on an array of improvement initiatives, including the HealthNet-funded Encounter Data Pilot Project in 2019. CPCA, or also known as the California Physicians Association, currently supports over 1,300 community clinics, health center sites across 58 counties. Under the purview of CPCA, the Regional Clinic Consortium provides an additional support and services to health centers organizations in 43 counties. Our EDGE program has one simple goal. It's to ensure that any reporting that is dependent on encounter data is a reflection of actual performance, meaning EDGE will improve the reliability of DMHC, DHCS, HCI, or the Department of Healthcare Access and Information assessment across quality, equity, and affordability. Our vision is to ensure that the frontline providers, through their managed care plan, submit accurate and complete encounters using the guidance from EDGE. Through our approach, EDGE will facilitate adoption of encounter data improvement practices in areas where there are early agreement on standards, straightforward remediations, and measurable impact of changes. The way in which we define our success factors is through standardized performance measurement and reporting, which will allow our participants to pinpoint areas of improvement and focus targeted education interventions. As EDGE scales, DMHC, DHCS, and our HCI's assessment will improve in completeness, accuracy, timeliness of their performance. This highlights where we are in EDGE's planning and execution roadmap. We are currently in phase 2A. We spent the second quarter of 2021 to define the vision and success factors, scope of work, activity sequences, and timeframes for the program. And as I've mentioned, we are currently in phase 2A of capacity building and operational readiness. Phase 2A is predicated on adopting an agile approach to accelerate and streamline implementation by developing, testing, piloting, iterating on the goal of scaling broadly in 2022 as part of Phase 2B. Phase 3 of the project will focus on executing on and sustaining encounter data measurement program based on our infrastructure, groundwork, and learning that are being established as part of Phases 1 and 2. As I briefly mentioned some of the work streams, this project will leverage a multi-pronged approach to addressing challenges at scale. The program includes six different work streams that are working all together to improve encounter data in the industry, including governance, core operations and program management, communication, data standards, performance measurement and reporting, and training and education. I won't go through all of the different work streams in detail, but I do want to hone in on the data standards work stream as it relates to IHA and ICE's partnership for the EDGE work. The focus of data standards work stream is to develop the strategy to drive adoption standards through the submission chain. ICE and the data standardization workstream, as facilitators for developing standardized encounter data improvement practices under the auspices of IHA's Data Governance Committee and its committee structure. And all of this will be done in alignment with DHCS's priorities. IHA's programs and initiatives, inclusive of EDGE, is overseen by our Program Governance Committee, supported by our three technical committee, including the Technical Measurement Committee, the Technical Payment Committee, and the Data Governance Committee, which advises on all of our data standards for our programs and initiatives. ICE and the data standardization team have been integrated into the IHA Data Governance Committee to bring data standard recommendations for approval as it comes up. As part of this work, ICE will be supporting the program in guiding and driving consensus on data standard improvements and practices for implementation in alignment with DHCS's priorities. As a start, the data standardization workstream will partner with IHA and focus on six data standard priority issues as identified as part of the HealthNet Encounter Data Working Group and Summit. This work group convened to develop actionable and practical recommendations in an effort to achieve and sustain standardized and complete encounter data, including identifying where standardization is most essential and beneficial, in describing the most critical gaps and or breakdowns in current standards, processes, and practices. And here are the six priority issues to improve encounter data integrity as proposed or recommended by the HealthNet Encounter Data Working Group, including use of local codes, newborn ID, duplication, visit encounter reconciliation, tracing errors to their sources, and lastly, communicating rejections and remediation. We've also included a download of the detailed recommendations here with a bit more information on each of the priority issues. I will now pass it over to Carol, who will describe in detail the work of ICE and the Encounter Data Standardization Workstream as part of the EDGE project.
Okay, great. Well, again, I'm Carol Wonky, and I have a full-time job at Sharp Healthcare in claims operations and what's turning into a bigger job as a volunteer for the Encounter Standardization in collaboration with IHA. So I'm going to see if I can share my slides here. So the agenda where we're going to talk about is history, where we started, some of the challenges and accomplishments of the standard encounter standard team over time. I have some information about the collaboration about IHA and HICE and the EDGE project, and then information on how we can participate. So some of the slides were a little bit redundant, but that's okay. So the history, we've been talking about encounter data for quite some time. In 2003, encounter data was huge related to the implementation of HCCs. And so we were concerned about diagnosis reporting and encounter throughput. So the focus there was making sure that the encounters were coded correctly, and then there was good throughput. In 2011, CMS then mandated that health plans report member out-of-pocket information, otherwise known as MOOP or OOP, and the effective date was going to be in October of 2013. And we then reestablished another encounter team. We called it the MOOP encounter team, and it was specifically created to address the encounters and related to submitting member cost share. And then 2016, IHA asked us to work on encounter data standardization, and our MOOP team was renamed to the Encounter Data Standardization Team. And then in 2021, the collaboration between HICE and IHA. Encounter data is, as Tian said, the beginning of everything as far as data, and indicates many things to many folks. So what are our challenges? Well, health plans receive regulatory guidance, and there's industry changes, and therefore they have to implement. And generally speaking, they are working independently on how to solve their own internal encounter challenges. So if they make a change, it's really difficult once that software change is completed to make a change. So trying to standardize after the fact is very difficult. And because of that, delegates have many multiple plan contracts, and they each have their own individual health plan requirements. So it's very costly for a delegate to program multiple encounter variations that plans seem to require. The 837, which is the encounter claim form, or we repurposed the 837X12 standard to submit encounters to plans, was not intended for encounter data. It was intended to submit fee-for-service claims. So when encounter data and member out-of-pocket had to be reported, the industry had to get together and figure out, well, what is on that 837 that we could use to report member out-of-pocket information? And so we repurposed coordination of benefit fields in the 837 to submit what I would call a post-adjudicated claim with the member out-of-pocket information. So there were several fields that were needed to be repurposed from the original intent of the 837. Some of the team accomplishments related to our work was we created standard definitions of what to report for MOOP. We drafted a void and replacement best practices. There was industry challenges with how to report a encounter or how once it was corrected. We drafted a newborn best practice document to share with the industry on how to report newborn information, drafted a misdirected best practice document on reporting misdirected claims electronically. We reviewed edit threshold reports from various health plans and determined which ones were the most user-friendly and shared that with the team members that were on. We reviewed encounter edits, root cause, and work to resolve. And we most recently developed a claim adjustment reason code denial grid to share with all of the delegates on what actual denied claims or encounters should be reported to the health plans. So, and we know that CMS and the state are very interested in getting denied claims and encounters reported accurately, but that also results in challenges on operationally claims processing when, in fact, a denied encounter is now being approved after the fact. So that causes issues related to reporting void and replacement encounters. So Tian talked about the ICE and IHA collaboration, and we've been building on the work of what we have done in the ICE Encounter Standardization Group, and now we're moving on into the collaboration with IHA. And I'm not going to go into this because Tian did a nice job giving an overview. And I just really want to talk about what we're working on specifically in the data standardization group. And there's the six areas of local codes. And by local codes, those are those Medi-Cal specific codes that are tied to the Medi-Cal fee schedule. And those local codes, when submitted by delegates to the health plans, have to be cross-mapped to a CPT or a national standard code. And many times there are one-to-many relationships between the local codes and the industry standard codes. So we're getting some standardization around cross-mapping local codes to CPT HCPCS codes is a necessity, as well as trying to figure out longer term how to eliminate those local codes. Newborn identification, generally speaking, there's a lag between the time that a newborn actually has health plan information. So that first 30 days of life, how to report a newborn, how to report multiple birth newborns so that that we avoid duplicates. Denials related to newborns, and then duplicate claims. It is the number one reason that, or a rejection reason is a duplicate. And there are various reasons why duplicates are created. So the team is working on those various reasons, developing potential training opportunities at all levels to avoid the duplicates. Visit encounter reconciliation. So once encounters are submitted, how are we reconciling to the health plan and what the plan has? And then also the health plan's working on their own reconciliation processes between the plan and the regulator. Finally, we'll be looking into tracing errors to their sources, looking at root causes, that are causing the rejections, and then communication and training is our final piece of this. So with that, I think the next step I would really like is for those of you that are interested, we meet every Wednesday at 10 a.m. There are health plans and providers participating in these calls, and everyone is welcome. The goal is to improve the encounter throughput for Medi-Cal specifically, but all plan types will benefit. And the ICE web address is here to register. And I think now, Anthony, we'll take any questions anybody may have.
Okay, so we have an item in here from Robin Dow Morales. It says, thank you for a great presentation. I look forward to joining the meetings.
Yes.
Well, not exactly a question, but a very positive comment. Thank you. All right, here's a question. And this question is, what is the impact to the patient?
Well, I think getting throughput and encounter data to the right source, to the health plan, to CMS, DHCS, from quality to looking at data on the back end, can help the patient get into diabetic programs, as we heard earlier. The quality of the data ultimately helps patients.
Okay, very well. I believe that's all the questions, so we can end this session a little bit earlier, if you like.
Thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Carol. Appreciate a wonderful presentation. And again, being a part of this initiative, it's a special time in the industry and a great opportunity for us to do some great work in encounter data collection. So those of you that aren't participating, please come join us. Thank you again. Well, we are at the close of another successful conference. I want to thank all of today's presenters, our platinum sponsor, PCG Software, our ICE team leaders and team participants, as well as all of you for attending today. Also, I'd be remiss if I didn't take the opportunity to thank our contributing health plan and provider partners. We so appreciate your support. We at ICE look forward to the coming year and the opportunity to continue our mission of working with all our industry partners to improve healthcare regulatory compliance and reduce costs through collaboration and standardization. Don't forget to visit our website to learn more about our rebranding efforts. And finally, if you're not participating on a ICE team, please come join us in our effort to simplify healthcare administration. On behalf of ICE and our presenters, thank you for joining us today at our 2021 virtual conference. Take care, be well, and stay safe. Thank you.